Well, then again, I believe that's our room.
I don't get wrong. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lemon Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, another day has arrived, and Lum is still doggedly trying to solve the mysteries of the latest questionnaire that has been received by the old fellows. This one, which is currently absorbing all of Lum's attention and talent, is from the State Vehicular Transportation Director, and is apparently trying to discover how much trucking business is carried on in and out of Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner poring over the complicated question blank.
A state percentage of stocks received and shipped by truck, train, or bus.
Let's give up on this question here. We never will figure this thing out.
No, we're going to get it.
Been sitting here all day.
Well, everybody else is doing the same thing all over the country.
I don't care. I don't like them.
Never leave an unfinished task undone. That's an old Leonard saying of mine.
Yeah, but no.
What's worth doing well at all is worth doing well at all. Wallace said that.
Well, it just seems like all we do lately is fill out blanks of one kind or another. Don't even get our work done around here no more.
Well, don't worry. We'll get everything done.
I doubt it.
If we get too far behind on the questionnaires, we can sell a store and take up this questionnaire work as a study thing.
Looks like we're going to have to.
In fact, I was sort of thinking about that anyway.
Yeah, well, before you take up this study, Lon, you ought to find out what some of them words in there mean.
I've already did that. I looked up a whole bunch of the words in the dictionary.
He did.
Even found out what a fiduciary is.
Did you show enough? What is it, Mom?
It's, wait a minute, I got to jot it down.
Yeah, I want to know.
It's, one who holds a fiduciary relation or acts in a fiduciary capacity.
Oh, I see.
Nothing to it.
Well, now, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh?
I gotta find some place to look that up in now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's important, though, no way. These other questions is way younger, more important. For instance, how does your growth business...
Wait a minute, Mom. I believe that's all right. I'll see who it is.
Yeah, hurry up, though. I want you to help me with a couple of these.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Jotter Now, Thor Library. Abner Peabody doing it. Okay. Oh, howdy, Missy Strong.
What percentage of your gross stock?
No, I don't believe we got none of them left now. Mom?
Where did they get them to work?
No, we're out of them, too. Well, we've just been so busy filling out questionnaires here lately, we ain't had time to tend the business. Ain't ordered nothing from the wholesale house or nothing else.
Physical year.
That's a good idea. Try Dick Cuddleston. Yes, Mom. All right. Goodbye. Mom? Oh, goodbye.
Huh. Here's one you can help me with, Abner. What is the valuation of your capital assets? Here, take this pencil and write down the figures I give you.
Oh, sure. What does that question mean, Mom?
It means how much is everything we got worth?
Well, it won't take long. Give me that question and I can write that down in 2 seconds.
No, just write it on a piece of scratch paper first.
Oh.
And we'll add everything up and just put the total amount on the questionnaire.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the first figure now?
First is cash on hand.
Cash on hand?
$26.19. Counted that up already.
Oh, cash on hand. $26.19.
That's right. Next, building and fixtures. How much is this building and the fixtures in it worth, reckon?
Oh, I don't know. Ain't worth much, I know that. Didn't we get this thing for nothing?
No, we had to pay what taxes was due on it.
Oh, that's right. About $9 to be worth.
Wasn't much, though.
No.
Just put out about, wait a minute, Toby. We made some improvements in the building.
Why, sure. We put some new shingles on the roof up there where it used to leak.
Yeah, made it modern.
Fixed 2 broke windows and built some new steps out there in front after the widow Abernathy broke through the old one. I believe she is even fatter than she is now.
Yeah, well, her man was still living in. She never had to do no work at all. Just sat around and ate candy.
Yeah, ice cream, soda. She loved
it.
Yeah, that's pretty stuff.
Well, say we put that partition in back there. too, didn't we?
Partition?
Yeah, the one for the feed room.
Well, sure, that's right. Yeah, build it yourself. Don't you recollect we borrowed Eugene Blevins' partner, too, and done the work ourselves?
Yeah, that's right. Gene was laid up with a broke leg or something, so he couldn't do the work himself.
Yeah, I believe he was. Him and Bessie was living in that little old room up over the drugstore. Hadn't been married for more than a few months, then, I don't believe. Recollect we paid the doctor bills and give him some groceries for 2 months for the loan of them tools, Lum.
Jamie's, I'd forget of it.
We sure wouldn't.
How long ago was it? 20 years or more.
Oh, more than 20, I know, yeah.
Come to think about it, I believe we've still got his hammer around the store here.
Hammer?
Yeah. Or take that back to him someday.
Yeah, we ought to. Borrowed it from him or to return. Old Gene had pretty hard going in them days and just looked like everything was again.
Of course, me and you wasn't doing too good, I said.
No.
You recollect how much money we had, Twisters, when we started up the Jot 'em Down store?
Huh?
$25.
$25?
That's right.
Was that all?
That was our total cash capital.
For the land,
say
$25.
Well, we didn't know whether we ought to invest that money in the store or not.
No.
Studied over that for 4 or 5 days.
Well, I know I kept wanting to back out, but you finally talked me into it.
Lucky thing for both of us that I did, too.
Oh,
we never would have got where we are today if I hadn't.
Never.
Ain't many fellas can start out with just $25 and wind up with, let's see, whatever we got here.
$26.19.
Hmm. I thought we'd made more of a success out of ourselves than that.
Yeah. Well, leastways we ain't lost no ground, well.
No.
How much ought I to put down for the building and fixtures now?
Oh, I don't know. That petition alone ought to be worth something, as long as we did the work on it ourselves.
Yeah. Well, in a way, it sort of kept Gene and Bessie from starving to death, too, I reckon.
Yeah, well, taking that into consideration, I'd say the building and fixtures were
worth about... Now, wait a minute, Mom. Now, I believe you ought to deduct something for that place where we burned the floor over there by the stove. We never did fix that, and that sort of hurts the building a little, I guess.
No, me never. How come that burn got burned that way, anyway?
Yes, I can recollect there's some boy around here fell off a hay rack and... run some long slivers in his hand. We couldn't get hold of Doc Miller, and you was going to get the slivers out yourself.
Oh, yeah. I told you to sterilize the needle for me by burning it. You got excited and might not burn the place up.
Well, I never knowed how much to burn. I weren't no doctor. I never knowed what you wanted.
I said, you know who that boy was, Abner?
How?
That was Ned Lubbock.
Oh, that's right.
That's who it was. That's who it was.
He's just taken over on this poor farm. And now he's actually leaving Pine Ridge, I hear.
Yeah, he sold a farm and everything.
Huh.
You know what board did for.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I've heard several of the farmers around here say they're going to do the same thing, too.
Yeah,
a lot of
talk.
All claim they can't make a living around here no more.
Yeah, sure, we'll miss old Ned around here. He's sort of a pillar here in the community,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sort of. Glad we never did get the floor fixed now. It'll remind us of him once in a while.
Yeah.
Awful nice, friendly fellow, that Ned.
Oh, he sure is, yes, sir. He's good. Well, how much you want me right down here for the building and fixtures, Lum?
Well, let's see. Considering everything, I'd say about,
What do you mean now by that fixture, business? That's a new one.
That means the lights and different stuff that we put in.
Huh?
Things you've nailed on the walls and all such as that.
Shelves and such as that.
Hmm.
Oh, well, I don't reckon now that amount to much. Not none of that trash we got around the store here is a whole lot of good.
Fact is, we ought to get rid of a lot of that stuff.
It ought to do it, Lum. We
make
ought to do it.
Make the place look nice.
Yeah, we ought to do it. Ought to do it. Now, for instance, that old motto hanging on the wall back there. That thing's so faded, you can't hardly read it no more.
Well, don't you recollect?
Huh?
Grandma Masters crocheted that first one a long, long time ago.
Grandma Masters?
Some had to repay us for something. I can't even think now what it was. Some little thing.
Yes, sir, that's right. She did. I know. Her and Grandpa was about to lose that little hand printing shop they used to run, and me and you bought up about 10,000 handbills.
Oh, yeah, that seemed room plumb full of them.
What do we ever do with him anyway?
Well, what do you think the rooms over at my place are papered with?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I recollect helping you do the papering, sure.
No, sir, that macho's going to stay up on the wall as long as we're running this store, Abner. It'd break Grandma's heart if we ever taken that down.
Yeah, well, I'm insisting that we take it down. Leave it up. I don't care.
Well, Granny's Abner, you know, when you look around the room, every little thing in here seems to mean something, don't it?
Yeah, but now, Lum, don't you think we ought to take down that old calendar back there in the corner? I know that thing ain't...
Oh, no, no, you ain't taking that down.
Well, it's a way out of date, by
I don't care. Evelina put that up with her own hands. That's staying right there.
Evelina? Did she put that up?
Yes, sir, she sure done.
Oh, I do know.
Granny there was a pretty woman, Edna.
No, uncommonly pretty.
Beautiful girl.
Yes, she was a rosy girl.
I ought to marry her, you know. She could let me marry that Spud Gandil.
Well, I tried to get you to, but you always wanted to do everything your own way. You wouldn't listen to nobody.
Yeah, I can ought to listen to you then.
Yes, sir.
Well, for goodness sake, there's something up there I ain't noticed for a long time.
Huh?
That rope up there is a padlock on it.
Oh, yeah, that's a rope we used to divide the store up with every time we get mad at one another, weren't it?
Did you like the big ceremony we had when we put that padlock on the rope and taking an oath we'd never have another argument or get mad as long as we live?
Yeah. I still got a scar from that ceremony.
Scar?
Don't you recollect that fight we had over who's going to have to climb up and put the rope up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we scuffled around here for a long time.
We ain't stretched on the floor, I know.
Sure, oh, well, yeah, we ain't getting nowhere here. Got to get this questionnaire filled.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it there.
Yeah, well, what do you want to write down here now for how much the building fixture is worth on?
Well, just write this down there, man. Just put down there, no valuation.
No valuation?
Yeah. There ain't no amount of money in the whole world that could buy this building or anything that's in it.
Oh.
Put the question away. Questionnaire away for today, Emma. Just want to sit here and think for a while.